Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
So we're on our way home from the first International Conference on Psychology, Counseling, and Education, and we are recording in the Orchid Garden.
It's actually called Taiwan's Phalaenopsis.
Phalaenopsis.
P-H-A-L-A-E.
That's right. That's right.
And Dr. Bernie kind of slid through. We are in the Taipei, capital of Taiwan. We're in Taiwan.
Right.
We're in the Taipei Airport, National Airport of Taiwan. We have just landed from a 1.5 hour flight from Manila.
Yes. Yes.
We were in the Philippines to participate in an international conference.
Right.
Where we met the greatest people, both the presenters and our Filipino hosts.
Right. Right.
And now we're headed back to Florida.
Yes.
And we thought, on our way back, we'd do a couple of podcasts, capture the moment.
Yeah.
And here we are when we were going to the Philippines a week ago, we found this lovely room that's filled with live orchids. You can see some behind us, but it's like a huge indoor orchid garden. There are large pots of orchids here. It's just lovely. So we thought, hey, if we get a chance, let's do a podcast.
And we're going to do the best that we can, though it's very distracting because it's just... To our left is the main thoroughfare, so everybody's walking by over there, and it's very distracting.
We are in Gate C, the C gates,
yes.
for our flight back to New York.
Yes.
And just so you know, the flight back to New York is a nonstop 16-hour ordeal.
Yeah.
And so we will be on the plane from about 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
What is night here? It's about 12-hour difference. So
right. We'll be on the plane for 16 hours.
16 hours, right.
Yeah.
And we get back to New York and then another short layover and then a return to Florida.
Absolutely. And I just realized that I'm going to have to keep leaning down every few minutes to make sure
keep
the computer stays awake because there are no power plugs where we are, so my computer's on battery and it doesn't like that too much.
That's right.
So
not with video.
No.
Okay.
But, you know, the reason we wanted to record this podcast was to talk about the conference and to talk a little bit about the last podcast that we posted was our interview with Fraser Smith at the conference. And over the next 4 or 5 weeks, we're actually going to have more interviews that we're going to post on Saturdays with some of the best people, nicest people, the best people that I think I've ever met. Certainly, you know, at a forum like that, at a conference, you know, I've never had the opportunity to leave a conference where I actually was worried about, or not worried, I guess that's not the right word, it's just, I was going to miss them. You know, they were so nice, we kind of bonded so quickly that it was fantastic, and it's just a testament to how nice and how welcoming and just how approachable all of them were.
Right, and when we talk about an international conference, it truly was international.
Yeah.
There were people from the UK, from London, from Scotland, there were people from the Philippines,
Malaysia,
the United
Singapore.
States. And it was this odd group of professionals who, the way this conference was set up is that we spent the entire day in the auditorium of the New Era University.
Yes.
Which is one of the major universities in the Philippines.
It is a massive university.
It's huge. And for those of you who have listened to our podcast, we talked a little before that we had joked a little bit that the third or fourth largest mall in the world was near our hotel.
Yeah.
It was a few minutes of a cab ride, $2 cab ride from our hotel. Little did we know.
We didn't even get to it.
The church owns that mall.
Yeah.
And the church owns, and they employ church members in the mall. So it's a very wealthy, well-endowed university.
Yeah.
They do a fabulous job training nurses and police officers. It's just a comprehensive, mm-hmm. all-inclusive university. And the students could, so this auditorium held about 300, 400 people. Well, there were almost 600 people registered.
There's 650.
Right, registered for this. So it's 650 registrants. Some were students, undergraduates, graduates.
Yeah.
Some were professionals, teachers, psychologists, social workers. And we spent the entire day in this auditorium. We didn't have any idea what the setup was going to be when we got there.
Well, I mean, if we're honest.
We are.
Always. I was a little hesitant. You know, we agreed to do the conference some time ago, and then as it was approaching, you know, I was getting very concerned, and even on the way on the trip there, I was, you know, I felt, so is this a mistake? You know?
Well, there were two things. Number one, it's a long trip. It was 20 some hours just to get there.
Right.
We were missing a week
of work,
work in Florida in our clinic, and we didn't really know what things were going to be like.
Right.
We were asked to do new topics, so that was another issue. We were taking this long trip. We knew we were going to miss a week's worth of work, which always concerns us.
There were a lot of
us.
Things that would say, don't go.
It would have been easy not to go.
Yeah.
Right? But we said, well, we made a commitment. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do it. We took the long trip to the Philippines. It could not have worked out any better. It was one of the best weeks of my life.
You know, so one of the jokes, that's not a joke, it was very true, but it was something to eventually laugh about. We flew from Tampa to New York, then New York all the way to Taiwan. That was a 16-hour flight. And then from Taiwan to Manila, and that was about an hour and a half flight. From the airport to the hotel where we were staying was, they said, 30 kilometers, thereabouts.
Should have been about a 50-minute cab ride.
It took us longer to get from the airport to the hotel. Actually, twice as long to get from the airport to the hotel as it took us to get from Taiwan to Manila. It took 3 hours.
3 hours to go approximately 50 miles.
The traffic in the Philippines, in Manila, is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. There are no stop signs.
Nope.
There are no stop signs.
When you get to a four-way intersection, whoever has the courage to go, goes. And you either bump into them or you stop.
And what's unbelievable is nobody gets upset.
And there were very few accidents.
I didn't see any accidents.
Well, we didn't see any. No.
And nobody was upset. Everybody was just like, you know, beep, beep. And they would just hit their horn a little bit and they would just go. And there's little motorbikes.
It was the darndest thing.
Through everybody. Yeah. It was amazing. But then, again, once we got there, you know, we met some of our old friends, Den Relojo from PsychReg and from the UK, and Fraser, who we've interviewed now the second time, and we've interviewed him before about men's mental health, and we've interviewed him again about men's mental health. But we made some new friends that are just, again, some of the most amazing people, I think.
Yeah, they really were.
Yeah,
it was just a wonderful professional experience. Learned a great deal from each other.
Yeah.
Topics that we typically don't get exposed to. Two of the presenters from the UK, a woman from Ireland, and a fellow from England.
Oh, this is going to be a loud beeps coming by now.
I know. See, we are in an airport. Here comes one of those transport vehicles.
Yeah.
So we'll pause for a second while that's going by.
But yeah,
you can't see that we're sort of, they're off to my
just
left.
Just like 10 feet over there.
Right, so you can't really see them in this side.
They do look at us funny as we're sitting and talking.
Yeah, people are looking like, what are the Yankees doing? But it was a wonderful professional experience. We learned, these two folks from the UK specialize in prisoners. One of them with elderly and one with women.
Yeah, it's Dr. Laura Caulfield.
Yeah, and you'll see her on one of our podcasts.
And Dr. Dean Wilkinson.
Of all things, we had two Dr. Wilkinsons on this trip, Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Dean Wilkinson. Dr. Dean Wilkinson had to choose between being a rock musician or being he had to make a decision about whether to be a musician or a psychologist.
Right.
He chose psychology, but he has the personality of a musician.
Yeah, he's...
And he was great fun.
Right.
Everybody loved him.
And you'll get to meet all of these folks in some upcoming interview podcasts that we did, because we had a chance to sit down with all of them. And Rohit Segu.
Well, I was about to say that we talked about women's interventions. Let me just say, when it came to the prisoners, the British penal system is very different than the American penal system. Rehabilitation is a fact of life in the British system, the UK system. Ours is more punitive and less rehabilitative. So it was really fascinating to talk to them about how their system works. We mentioned Fraser Crane. Fraser Crane is a special
Fraser Crane.
I've been saying that since we got here. Fraser, I'm sorry. When you listen to this, Fraser Crane is obviously a TV show. Fraser Smith, delightful young man. I am so impressed with Fraser. He has to be one of the leading experts in men's mental health.
He knows so much.
No, he has to be. I mean, he's still pursuing a doctorate.
Yeah.
But he's so far ahead of anybody that I know of.
Yeah.
He has to be one of the leading experts in the field. I think they're setting up for a dining facility.
There's a dinosaur in this.
And then Dr. Brennan just mentioned Rohit. Rohit is a...
Okay, so we have these psychologists. We have Rohit Segu, who is a pediatric nurse from the UK.
And he's a nurse, and he teaches nursing.
And we have Nita, I don't remember how to pronounce her last name. I feel bad. Nita, who is... She's from the United States. She's actually originally from the Philippines, but she works at Texas Tech.
Right.
And she's in kinesthesiology.
Right. Kinesiology.
So she's all about movement. But these various disciplines, it all came together.
Right. And Amir, speaking of orchids.
Yes.
Amir is now a psychologist. He's in his 60s. And he said, and he challenged us to guess what he was before.
He was a psychologist, right.
Before he became a psychologist. And of course, you know, we guessed 100 things. He said, I was a farmer.
Yes.
And what do you mean you were a farmer? He grew orchids.
Yeah.
That was it. He had several farms, large farms, and he grew orchids. So, Amir, when you hear this podcast, this will be in your honor.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the YouTube video. You'll see the...
So you have these people from these eclectic backgrounds. Yeah. We had one, a young student, a recent graduate of Columbia University, who is just beginning her career.
Yep.
She did a great job. Kind of emceeing our sessions, and then did a presentation later in the day.
And Mandy.
And Mandy, who was works for the United Nations.
She does amazing work on just harmful practices.
Yeah, harmful practices.
She focuses on harmful practices, which encompasses so many things.
Yeah, women's issues, children's issues, human rights. And she works with world leaders.
And it
was fascinating talking to her.
And one person we haven't had a chance to interview yet, but we will soon, besides Nita, we'll be interviewing Nita soon. Another one that we haven't interviewed yet was Harris Shaw. He's from Malaysia. And I love the presentation he did on complementary and alternative medicine and just the way that people think about taking care of themselves.
And he's the incoming president of the Asia Psychological Society. So, I mean, we're with these people who are really leaders in their fields. And it was absolutely wonderful to be able to spend that much time with them. The professional stuff would have been worth the trip.
Yeah.
They were absolutely delightful, personally. We had truly had so much fun together.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed each other, had meals together, traveled. We didn't get to travel much because we were busy. But
we spent basically 24 hours.
We spent all we did was sleep in our room. All we did was we would go to our rooms to sleep.
Yeah.
And then we would meet for breakfast, go to the conference, have lunch together, dinner together. Could not have been a more rewarding professional and personal experience.
Absolutely. So you have to follow some of our social media, Twitter and Facebook. We will be posting pictures of everyone. And there's already a lot of pictures out that I've tweeted at Dr. Bernie.
The reason there are so many pictures out there is because something about the Philippines, they take voluminous pictures. Our faces were sore because we would be held. You know, there were 600 people in the audience, many of them students, and everybody takes two selfies.
It's selfies and pictures, and I've never taken so many pictures.
Right. Yeah, you cannot be camera shy you're here.
No. And but they're so nice.
And they were so appreciative of everything that we did.
Yeah.
And so there must be thousands of pictures floating around out there. One of the young students, were there nine of us presenting? Nine or ten of us presenting? 12 maybe. She took a selfie with each one of us and then did a montage.
Yeah.
She did a montage. So it's her with each of the speakers in a selfie. Absolutely delightful.
Daphne, I think.
Yeah.
So definitely check out social media for those pictures. Also, there may be video of a lot of the workshops and everything, and we will be posting that as well. I don't know that we'll necessarily be posting it as a podcast, only because it'll be coming from a different source, but definitely check that out because we will, you'll want to see these presentations. They're very good.
And if there was any way to get, we were interviewed by the local TV station while we were there. I don't think
a TV station owned by the university.
Owned by the university. And so we were interviewed twice, once by the adult TV station and once by the student TV station. I don't think we could get our hands on that video, but it certainly was.
We'll find out.
It was an honor. I mean, I was going to say it was celebrity status.
It was almost embarrassing.
It was an honor to be there, and it truly was. Yeah. And I just can't thank the Filipino people enough.
I mean,
the people at that university were just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. So. And we're looking forward to going back, recovering from the 32 hours trip from airport to airport
to get back to Florida.
Recover from that. But I would definitely want to go back again.
We made some lifelong friends, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah.
We will. You'll definitely.
And we plan to do some work together with some of them. We've already talked about some projects, some joint projects that we'd like to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Follow us on social media at Dr. Bernie. We'll talk in another podcast about the fact that Dr. Marshall now has a Twitter.
I was just going to say that.
And
one of the.
I'm pained to say that Dr. Marshall has a Twitter. It's Dr. Marshall 18.
But I have to say, I now understand. I'm beginning to understand because the trip to Trinidad, I had to get what's it called?
WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's up? WhatsApp. Because they use WhatsApp.
Right.
For this trip, I felt oddly disconnected from all of you because you were all on Twitter that one day, and I had to sort of sit back and so I said, okay, I'm going to do the Twitter because one of the other presenters didn't have a Twitter account either, and so we thought, okay, we'll get our Twitter accounts all set up while we're here and have all this help. But I'm beginning to understand now why people spend so much time on their phones. As you add these apps to your phone, it absorbs enormous hours. And I want to communicate. Mm-hmm. We're communicating. The other presenters are communicating by Twitter. I'm still not able
Twitter
to keep up.
Twitter and WhatsApp.
And I'm still not able to keep up, but I can see why it takes so long, because this stuff just
keeps coming in.
Mountains of information keeps coming into your phone. So I can see now why young people are spending so much time on their phone.
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Absolutely.
And now I'm beginning to understand.
And so Dr. Marshall's Twitter handle is at Dr. Marshall, DrMarshall, 18.
But if I don't respond, please, I'm not ignoring you. I just don't know how to use it yet. But I have great help from Dr. Bernie, and he promises that he had the gall to say? The reason he told the entire audience, the reason he never set up a Twitter account for me is he knew that it was going to absorb part of his day to keep me going. He was probably right.
It's going to be my Twitter account. It's going to be
a Twitter account that he manages, but it's my name.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, but that's where we've been for the week. And so definitely stay tuned. There's a lot more material from the Philippines to come, and I think you'll appreciate it all. Right. So.
Yeah, it was a fabulous trip. We want to share as much of this trip as we can with you, both the personal and the professional.
Absolutely.
Some fabulous professional things done, completed, and we want to disseminate and share as much of that as we can with you.
Absolutely. So, all right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.